What's up, Mafia? Now, oh man, the title of today's episode, Tuesday? Yeah, because tomorrow's Wednesday and Kendra's not over there. The title of today's episode is why? Well, because we'll be doomed to repeat itself. That's why. And I got to be honest, like, sometimes I go into a day, like after I get done with Dear America, you know, I produce and co-host, and today was a lot of fun. I got to be honest, it was a lot of fun. It was good to be, it was kind of cool just to be like me and Graham for a second, because I mean, we hadn't got to do that in a really long time. And that was really cool. But I get done with Dear America and, you know, do everything that, you know, shut that stream down. And, you know, me and Graham talked for a little while after. And if you didn't catch Chad, apparently it's been announced that, Chad is only, he's not going to be on Dear America every day, that he's going to pop in and pop out and pop in and pop out. Listen, don't be mad at Chad for that. Okay. I would not take any money in the world to have Chad's schedule. Like, Chad has Dear America, his show, his comedy tour, and his music. Like, and he's like 138 years old. I don't know how he keeps up with all of it. Like, I really don't. Like, I only have two shows, Dear America and this one, and I was like, holy. And I'm like, every day, you ask Kendra, at the end of every day, I'm spent. Like, I am cooked. And the last 2 weeks, especially, because for those of you who don't know, and I don't really need no sympathy or nothing, but I'm just letting you guys know, I haven't been at 100% for 2 weeks. I went to the hospital not too long ago because my hip replacement's been giving me a lot of trouble. And now I've been sick for the past couple. It's just been, last 2 weeks has sucked. But we drive on and we do the thing. You know, we do what we got to do. But I, you know, it sucks because I am going to miss Chad, even though I literally talk to Chad every day. Me and Chad have become like very close, really good friends. And he is like, seriously, in our world and in the conservative influencer, whatever you want to call us, Chad is one of the most realest people on the planet. And the smartest too. Like, y'all just don't let the cowboy hat fool you. That dude is a daggum brain man. I don't want to get in a cerebral battle with that Peckerwood. I'm just here to tell you, dude is like, he's Rain Man smart. Like, I'm serious. Sorry, I gotta clear my throat. Ugh. But this morning I was aggravated. And no, he didn't leave Dear America. He's too busy to be on it 5 days a week. Like, he's too busy. But listen to his show earlier today. Go back and listen to it. Let him explain it, because I don't want to speak for him, and I'm not going to speak for him. But this morning I was flustered because Graham attested it to trolls. Some of y'all said it was trolls. It wasn't this morning, and I don't want to call anybody out, but there were some usernames that I'm accustomed to seeing every day on this show, on Dear America, that were saying, oh my God, would y'all please stop talking about the Epstein list? Stop. Nobody cares about the Epstein list. And that's what legacy media wants you to know, and that's what Donald Trump wants you to know, and Pamela Bondi, and everybody else. And I'm sorry, like, I'm not going to come on here every day and talk to you guys about the Epstein list. Matter of fact, I mean, I want to take a little note from Charlie and go, listen, when something new comes out, we'll talk about it. But I don't want to talk about it every day. I don't. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to let it go. All right, I'm not. It's not going to happen ever. It's not going to happen ever. I don't care what the White House, I don't care what Cash, Dan, Trump, Bondi, with the exception of Jesus Christ coming sitting right here next to me and saying, Todd, let it go. It's not happening. And I have to give thanks to Denzel Washington. True statement. Because today after the show, I go to the gym and I get home. Kendra goes to the gym and I start watching some of my favorite. I can't watch the Equalizer movies enough. Like, I really can't. I can't watch those movies enough. They're freaking amazing. I mean, and I was watching Equalizer 3. And random thought just popped in my head. The book of Judges in the Old Testament, just random in my head. And every time, and we'll go over this later in more detail, but every time in the entire book of Judges, Israel would sin, would do evil against God, forget about God, start worshiping other gods, and God would send other people, the Moabites, the Amorites, the Philistines, the Canaanites, or whoever, Midianites, to take them over and to go to war with them and just terrorize them. And then Israel would cry out to God, and God would raise up a judge, whether it be Gideon or Samson, you know, whoever the judge was, to defeat. But the whole book of Judges, it was over and over and over and over and over again. And I tell people all the time, listen, if you want theology and you want doctrine and you want the meaning of life and what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to do it, then read the New Testament. Okay? It's full of theology. It's great. But if you want to read history and where your people came from, where we started from, how we got to where we are before the modern church that you see today, read the Old Testament, because it reads as history, and I use it for historical reasons. And this is why, and like the Equalizer, the movies, you know, I mean, evil raises its ugly head. He has the ability to thwart said evil, to defeat that evil, and he does it. Now, the people didn't do anything wrong. I was watching Equalizer 3, by the way, which is, I think it's my favorite. I do think it's my favorite. But if you're not careful, and maybe the book of Judges is trying to tell me, to tell us something, because in my lifetime, we've taken God out of the courthouse. We've taken God out of school. We've taken God out of sporting events. We've taken God out of basically everything. And when we started doing that, look at what has entered and infiltrated our schools and our professional sports and our music and our TV sets and our just our lives in general. Look at what has taken its place. Now you literally have a little pride banner on Netflix and Max and Amazon, and you have a little pride banner there. Right there. You have the books that I showed you yesterday at Barnes & Noble. You have them in your school libraries. We have replaced the Bible with a gender new whatever book in your school's library. Evil has slowly but surely taken over our country. And the scariest part about it is has it infiltrated and taken over so much that, I mean, there's pretty much nothing we can do. Now, I'm a firm believer. Let me just be clear about this. I'm a firm believer in that if you are a Christian, if you are a Bible-believing Christian, there's one guarantee. There's several guarantees, but there is a guarantee that today, right now, July 15th, today, it's the best it's ever going to be. Today is the best it's ever going to be. It has to. Those are the birthing pains that God talks about going towards the end of everything. Check out Matthew 24. You'll learn all about it. But if you're a Christian, you have to understand and you have to understand and accept that today, right now, is the best it's ever going to be. That it's going, tomorrow is going to be worse, next month's going to be. Now, the severity of the bad, it depends. But it's going to get progressively worse until the end, until you hear the trumpets and you see in the sky, and at some point every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Hopefully it's not too late for you at that point, because I do believe that we're going to go through some serious stuff before that day happens, okay? And a lot of people disagree with me on that, like where are we going to be in the trials and the tribulation and all that bad stuff in Revelation. I don't think we're missing it. I don't, even the best of the best, the people that, I mean, I don't think we're missing it. I don't. And maybe we'll save that for another day and another time. But today is the best it's ever going to be. I mean, it is. And if we're not careful, we can shift this thing into overdrive and make it really bad really quick. And the whole reason, the whole premise that I'm not letting this go, this list. I'm not letting this Epstein thing go. And do I believe we will ever get to the bottom of it? No, no, I don't. I don't believe it. But do you think that although, like Prince Andrew, I told y'all a few days ago or last week that, you know, now he's allowed to trot around the globe. Do you think he stopped? When there's nothing there to blockade evil, do you think it just goes, okay, whew, that was close. Let me just chill. No. Do you think all those clients of Epstein just quit? No. They're just using somebody else. They're just using another trafficker or another evil piece of trash. And that's why. It has nothing to do with the politicians that are on it. It has nothing to do with the famous people that are on it. I personally don't care who's on the list. I really don't. I need y'all to understand that. I could care less. I could give two craps who's on the list, whether it be Clinton, Biden, Obama, Michelle, or Trump, or I don't care. I don't. I care about the victims because some of them are still victims right now. And there are new victims being created every single day. And when you come on here or you jump in the chat or you go on social media and you say to people, let it go. Trump's done more good than bad. That second part is true, but the first part, the answer is unequivocal, is a resounding no. I'm not going to let it go. As long as there's victims and as long as there's air in my lungs and blood running through my veins, I will always defend the defenseless. I will always stand up for the ones who can't stand up for themselves. I will always be a voice for those that don't have one. And as much as I want to say that I always use my voice and my platform for all of you, because that is true, I do. I wrap my entire day, my show, what I'm going to say, how I'm going to present things, how I'm going to explain things based on all of you. And I'm glad to do it. I'm glad to do it. But my voice is also for the ones that don't have one, for those that are sitting in a dark room somewhere, wondering if people are looking for them, wondering if people are thinking about them. Yes, yes, we are. We are. And if there was something that I could do to ease your pain and to make you found faster, I'd do it. But as it stands right now, the only thing I can do is run my country mouth, and I'm going to continue to do it. Because evil only triumphs when good men do nothing. And I try every day to be the best possible version of myself and a good man. Now, do I always get it right? No, No, resoundingly, epically, no. I fail every day. Every day I fail. Every day. But I will continue to do what I do because there are people who can't. And so to the ones out there that say, Todd, you need to let it go. Bruh, you need to swipe right because I ain't your cup of tea. I just ain't it. I'm just not. Now, we're going to have fun. I mean, I'm going to entertain you. I got a little thing later to show you guys that honestly, I hope it makes you laugh. I created it just for you. And I can't wait to get to it. I'm tickled to death. But we'll get to that later. But let's get into the show. What you say? That was a 16-minute monologue. That was way too long, and I do apologize. Well, no, I don't. But before we go any further, let me remind you, okay, to check out Keto Brains. The link is in the description, okay? Keto Brains is a nootropic. It's a creamer that you can put in coffee. You can put in tea. I have put it in my protein shakes. I've even put it in my pre-workout, and it actually works. Like, I mean, it legit works. But if you go to ketobrains.com right now, link is in the description. If you go to Keto Brains right now and you spend up to $100 on the website and you use the checkout code HOTSEAT, all right, number one, it's going to save you money. Number two, they're going to send you two free gifts, okay? They're going to send you this mug, which is, y'all, this thing is amazing. I mean, it's so cool. I want to punch somebody with it. But it's a brass knuckles mug, and they're going to send you an electric stirrer. Some of y'all call it a frother. I call it an electric stirrer, but it's a USB charged, rechargeable electric stirrer, and I use it to mix everything. I use it to mix my pre-workout. I use it to mix my Make Wellness stuff. I use it to mix everything. So check it out, ketobrains.com, code SEAT HOT SEAT. Save you some money, get you two free gifts, make it happen. I'm telling you, this mug is awesome. Like, look at this thing. This thing is Keto Brains right there. Boom. This thing is so cool. I'm serious. You can go pow. But anyway, sorry. Don't forget, audio is available right now. All the audio streams are up and running, whether it's Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, whatever it is, whatever RSS feed you use to listen to your audio podcast. But I do ask, if you watch me live or if you watch me here on Rumble, that's great. I honestly prefer it. But go to Spotify, go to Amazon Music. The links are in the description. Click the link and just follow the audio stream and just give it a rating. Give it a 5-star rating. It helps me out. It's another way to support me with sponsors and stuff like that. It is much, much appreciated. But other than that, let's finish paying the bills. We're done paying the bills and let's get into this. So yesterday, the Supreme Court, 6-3, I told you guys yesterday that the Department of Education is gone. It's going to be dismantled. It's over with. Ms. McMahon, Linda, has done her job, and I'm sure she will be leaving the administration really, really soon. But this lady is extremely pissed about it. So let's just hear what this lady has to say, because she looks like a teetotal winner here.
Good morning. Right. It's Monday. Okay. I have a question for those that have voted for this administration.
All right, cool.
Did you vote for the Department of Education being taken out?
I sure as hell did.
Dismantled. Did you vote for that?
Absolutely.
I'm just curious. I'm sure you wanted them to change things, but dismantling a department that helps your children and helps a lot of people.
Yeah.
Putting it with the states is not the answer, especially if the states don't have income taxes and if they're going to start taking those away too. Like, our children will hurt for this.
No, our children have hurt because of this.
They want to take away abortion. If you have a baby, you got to take care of it. They don't help you there. Then you take away education support. I'm curious. What's your mastermind thought plan? And I wonder, if it's good as his, then, you know, whatever. Have a great day.
I thought you'd never ask. Well, since 1979, when the Department of Education was established, the U.S. ranks in third. We spend more money on our kids' education than any country, like the next 10 combined. Okay, let's get that out of the way. We spend billions on our kids' education. And I think we all can agree, our kids are dumb. And I mean, like, dumb, okay? So we're 13th in reading. Math scores have, we're 28th in reading, I mean, in math. We spent $805 billion in 2021. Reading scores, not really different till the 70s. Parents feel excluded from education decisions, and federal overreach hasn't achieved any of this stuff, okay? And it was the federal government's idea for the whole no child left behind. That was the dumbest thing the education system has done in my lifetime, was no child left behind. I'm sorry. And if I'm talking about some of your kids, I'm not sorry. Some of these tards need to be left behind. Okay, some of them do. Because if you have no child left behind, then the ones that are truly gifted, they can't achieve. Okay, they can't overcook it. Leave them behind. For example, all right, y'all know I used to recruit for the Army, all right, and I'm not going to say what college this was. It's SEC school. No, not Alabama. Not Alabama. SEC school. And the starting quarterback for this particular SEC school came into my office and said he was thinking about joining the Army. I said, okay, cool. You're not getting NFL offers? He goes, no, I'm not going to the NFL. I said, okay, all right, and you want to join the Army? He's like, yeah, I do. I think I want to become an officer and go that route. And I said, okay, cool. Well, the first thing, I mean, obviously your physical is going to be great. You know, I mean, this kid was a freaking specimen if I've ever seen one. And he took the ASVAB. All right, now the ASVAB is the test, for those of you who don't know, the ASVAB is the test to join the military. All right, basic English, basic math. There's nothing compared to the ACT or the SAT. I'm serious. My son Christian, when he was 12 years old, I gave him the practice ASVAB test. He made a 36 at 12 years old. 36. And you only need a 31 to join the Army. The highest score you can make is a 99. 31 to join the Army. My son at 12 made a 36 at 12. This kid, who was a senior in college, seven, single digit, seven, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, made a seven, a damn seven, a seven, folks, was about to graduate with a degree from this SEC school, seven. If you want to know, and I don't know why they don't do this. I really don't know why they don't do this. If you really want to know how dumb the kids in America are, ask a military recruiter. Ask them. There was one particular school, high school, that I was the recruiter for. One school. Not going to tell you where. One school. Literally, we tested 43 seniors. 43, none of them passed. None. Zero. Out of 43 seniors, none of them passed. Matter of fact, I couldn't take 10 of their scores, add them together, and get a passing score. So, yeah, Department of Education needs to go. Now, if your state sucks, then I'm sorry, move. Or send them to a private school, or homeschool them, whatever. Whatever. You as parents have to do what's best for your children. My kids are grown, so I don't give a rat's behind what they do. My grandkids' education, which I don't have any right now, but my grandkids' education, that's going to be their parents' responsibility. That's not mine. My job as a grandfather is to just spoil the hell out of them, make them crazy, and then ship them back. That's my job. But no, something has to be done. Something has to be done, and this is the only viable thing, because I do not want the federal government telling me anything to do with my, I mean, nothing to do with my children, nothing. It's not the government's responsibility. It is no elected or unelected official's job. Matter of fact, it is no other human being on this damn planet's job to tell me, a parent, what to teach my kids, how to teach my kids, and when to teach my kids. Sorry, it's not. Now, there are parents out there that want the government to raise their kids, and that's fine. If that's how you want to live your life, boo-boo, go ahead. I mean, the government's already paying for your food and everything else anyway, so why not raise your kids to be, why not? It makes perfect sense. But anyway, I'm glad. End it. So Anna Navarro on CNN, I mean, you know, they're getting awfully close. Now, it's not awfully close. I'm going to show you this video, but I want to ask y'all a legit, y'all focus, all right? There's 700 of you right now, legit, focus on what I'm about to ask, okay? And I wish I could throw up a poll, but I just want to ask y'all a question, all right? Because I want y'all to put me in Anna Navarro's position. What do you think CNN, New York Post, all of legacy media would do if I went on national television and made this statement that Anna Navarro just made? Okay, just watch this.
Also, I want to respond to you saying that I was hyperbolic when I talked about a reign of terror.
That is hyperbolic.
No, it might be hyperbolic for you as a white man.
Oh, okay.
It's certainly not hyperbolic for me as a Latino. Now. No, I'm not being racist.
It's my opinion for being a white man.
No, I'm not dismissing your opinion. I am telling you that the Latino community, the brown community in America.
Speak in one voice.
Okay, well, let me speak with my voice. I mean, you said I was being hyperbolic. Let me respond.
Sure.
I'm not. Being a white man as an insult.
When you invoke it to dismiss my
being a white man as an insult.
When you invoke it,
do you think Latinos are living under circumstances that other people may not be right now in this country?
We're about to have a whole conversation about.
Oh yeah, we are. Hell yeah, we are. All right. And to answer your question, Anna, yeah, it makes you a racist piece of shit for what you just said. That's exactly what it makes you. It makes you a racist piece of trash. And if old Hot Seat was on CNN and I said, you can't respond to this, all right, and you wouldn't understand because you're a brown chick. Oh, my God. I wouldn't even get to finish the segment. Like, The old hook from the old, it would snatch me right off the screen. Snatch me right off the screen, okay? Because here's the deal, Anna. Yeah, he's a white dude, but he don't speak for all white men just like you don't speak for all brown people. That's why it's racist, okay? You don't understand because you're a white man. Well, you can't speak for all brown people, so shut up. And yeah, what you said was racist, and I'm pretty sure that the majority of people on this planet would agree with me, except the left. They're gonna be like, well, I mean, it was a white guy. Who cares? White, you know, brown people can't be racist. Brown, you know, brown and black people, they can't. It's impossible. Only white people can be racist because that's literally their opinion. Like, only I can be racist because I'm a white male, Christian, straight, married. Country, I am the top. I'm the king of racism in their books because of where I'm born, what I sound like, my color, I'm straight, and my religion. I am unicorn, grand wizard racist in their mind, okay? Grand wizard. But anyway. So I got into a little social media titter yesterday. Over a couple videos, okay? A lot of people were posting, and it's JoJo from Jersey, Harry Sissy Girl Pants, and a couple other jackasses. They posted this video of J.D. Vance. So there's two videos in question here. All right, number one was J.D. Vance, and number two, it was a video I posted. And we got into a battle, I got in my like first little Twitter beef. It was cute. It was cute. But so here is the video that they posted, or that JoJo, I think it was, JoJo, you know, the ugly like filter using chick from Jersey. So I can't stop laughing at this video of JD Vance. All right. That's fine. Okay. All right. So just for reference, he sees his kids and he thinks they're in trouble and he goes after them. I mean, I just don't understand. Yeah, I mean, I'll give it to you. Like, he does kind of run funny. I mean, he doesn't run like an athlete or a track star, okay? He doesn't. And Harry Sisson can shut up. Y'all remember the video I showed of him throwing a football and throwing plates? Yeah, he throws like a girl. Well, I can't say a girl because some of you chicks here probably throw, but it's like, eh. Every time Harry Sisson throws something, I hear, eh. So Harry can't make fun of anybody, like for any kind of running form or nothing, because he's as athletic as a paraplegic. But so they posted that video. And of course, I mean, me being me, I went back and was like, really? Like, y'all are gonna make fun of JD Vance? Like, y'all don't have a memory, do you? Oh.
He's playing?
Yeah. He's playing.
He's trying too hard.
Huh. He's playing.
Mr. President!
Just a word!
Mr. President!
All right, and so, like, the argument that they made is, well, jackass, one is an 80-year-old man, and the other one's 40-something. These two are not relatable. And I'm like, I agree with that final sentence. You're right. Neither one of them is relatable because one claimed to be a cognitive human being whilst being the president of the United States, the most powerful position in the world. And the other one's the vice president, because let's be honest, even though I love and respect JD Vance, and I really do hope that he is going to be the next president of the United States, I mean, the vice president is, I mean, it's kind of like winning most photogenic at a beauty pageant. I mean, you can be a rock with lips retard and be the vice president of the United States. Kamala. I mean, where's the lie? You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that just, we went back and forth on this. So, I mean, that's just where I'm at. You know, and yeah, Jill doesn't even try to help him. I'm sorry. I'd let you fall. I mean, I don't know. I'm mean like that. But speaking of Joe Biden, the auto pen thing, we touched on this on Dear America for just a little while. But according to the New York Post, Dr. Fauci's pardon is confirmed to have been done by an auto pen. Confirmed. Okay. And I'm sorry. I'm just curious in the chat, like knowing that Dr. Fauci and the majority of these pardons were done by auto pen. I don't think any of them should be valid. Like I legitimately don't. Like, and not just auto pen, but auto pen approved by an assistant. Here, what assistant? I want to know what assistant. You mean some unelected kid approved a pardon that can only be done by a president of the United States, yet an unelected kid did it and the left is okay with it when they burnt Teslas to the ground and Tesla's dealerships and keyed them because Elon was an unelected official. They don't make sense. Like, again, that's why I can't be a Democrat. I will never, ever be a Democrat as long as they keep acting like this, because if you notice, they didn't say anything about the Epstein's list when Biden was president. Now that's all these influencers talk about is the Epstein list. It's all they want to know. All right. They would not talk about Biden's cognitive decline. Yet if Trump says the word damn instead of the word bear, it's, oh my God, we make him take a cognitive test. Make him take a cognitive test. Like, he's got to take a cognitive test. And I've never seen Democrats care about the military as much as they did when Pete became SecDef. I don't get it. That's why I can't do it. I can't. And another reason why, like, and I'm not saying Graham's this way, but Graham gets invited to the White House. Chad gets invited to the White House. I will never, because I don't, listen, folks, I don't drink nobody's Kool-Aid. Let me back up. I drink two people's Kool-Aid. I drink my Heavenly Father, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Bible. I drink that Kool-Aid daily. And I drink Kendra's Kool-Aid too. Okay. All right. I'm unapologetically in love with this woman. And committed to her. And I'm unapologetically in love with Jesus, and I'm 100% committed to him. But other than those two, I don't drink anybody's, especially a politician. I don't care what kind of politician you are. I'm not drinking your Kool-Aid. I'm not doing it. Like, I'll nod, but the back of my head, I'm going, why? Why? So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm MAGA. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. I can't definitively say I'm MAGA. I can't. Now, in the premise that make America great, sure. Of course. Except I'm like, make America only. Because that's all I care about. I'm sorry. I don't care about like other countries. Like, I don't. I care about ours. Like, we got enough problems here. Like, I ain't worried about yours. I'm worried about ours. Just like your children. I love your children. I do. I love it. I talk to the two little girls on the phone all the time with Kendra here when you call in. But my children have enough issues. It ain't my job to raise yours. I love your kids, but I have them too. Does that make sense? I hope it does. I hope it doesn't come across as jackassery, because that's not what I'm trying to do. I wish the best for you and your kids, but I don't know. But Byron Donald says this, breaking, Joe Biden admits he never personally signed off on auto pen pardons with his name. If true, they should immediately be invalidated. This is the biggest scandal in U.S. history. These staffers must be held accountable. This can't happen again. So here's the quote here. Mr. Biden didn't individually approve each name for the categorical pardons that applied to a large number of people. His aide confirms. But rather than ask after extensive discussion of different possible criteria, he signed off on the standards that he wanted to be used and determine which convicts would qualify for a reduction. Even after he made the decision, a former aide said, the Bureau of Prisons kept providing additional information about the inmates, resulting in small changes to the list. Rather than ask Mr. Biden to keep signing revised versions, his staff waited. They ran the final version with the auto pen, which they saw as routine. So here it is. They didn't come to Joe with inmate number BR94411 and say, hey, this guy's name is Joe Roosterfish Peckerwood. He killed 17 people. He spent 40 years in prison. He's a Christian now and totally reformed, according to the Department of Corrections. And Biden looks at the guy and goes, all right, we'll let him out. No, that's not what happened. He went, okay, if they're this, 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 and this, just do it. That could be 1,000 people. Like, that could be 1,000 people. And when the Department of Corrections kept sending information, they didn't even tell Joe. They're just like, yeah, let him out. Yeah, sign it all. Sure. Sure. Whatever. I'm sorry, but no. Somebody should go to prison for this. All right? They should. They should absolutely go to prison for this. And I really hope, because I don't know who it is, but a congressperson, I think it was Rand Paul, has already brought back, no, we're bringing charges on Fauci. We're going to go through this whole thing because Fauci should be in prison. 100% should be in prison. I'm sorry. No, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Dr. Fauci should be in prison for what he did to this country. Okay, because Dr. Fauci has more victims than Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, and for those of you that are like, oh, whoa, Todd, I was with you until you said that. Let me explain. All right, how many people died because of his nonsense? How many kids, instead of going to a safe place like daycare and school, had to be sent back to the trailer parks and the hoods and the ghettos to domestic violence or possible molestation situations? I fail to see a difference. I really fail to see a difference. But that's where I'm at. Whoo, man. Chicago. Y'all, Chicago. Does anybody live in Chicago? I'm just asking. Because if you do, like, seriously, like, y'all, I got to take my hat off, y'all. I know y'all love my bougie haircut, but I'm getting a headache. Chicago's, oh, my God. You know what? I'm just going, this was a while ago. I think we talked about this before. But this was the head of the president of the Chicago Teachers Union. Okay, so listen to what this tard has to say regarding the kids of Chicago. I mean, it's amazing. All right, check this out. Watch this.
Unionist Kat Zamarin, one of the speakers at our November rally, she quotes brilliantly and perfectly American philosopher James Baldwin. Baldwin says, "The children are always ours."
Always. Yes. Always.
Every single one of them, all over the globe. And what comes next is CTU thinks your children are its children.
CTU, you know, Chicago Teachers Union.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We do.
CTU thinks all children belong to it and their socialist conspiracy ideology.
And she goes on to go, yeah, okay. Let me break it down for you there, Monique. No. Now, if I lived in Chicago, yeah, I'd have raised my hand and been like, no. No. My kid's not your kid in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Now, granted, let me be clear on this because my wife, you know, my beautiful brown-headed, blue-eyed, bathing suit now wearing woman out there was a teacher, was an educator, was a counselor for many years. And I would not be the man that I am today without several teachers, all right? Several, okay? Miss Irwin, Miss Dollum, Miss Richardson, my all-time favorite, Miss Richardson, Miss Wilkerson, Miss Sewell, Miss Murphy, Miss Pennington. I mean, there's several out there. There's several out there that I could name off. But it takes a village. And it's not just teachers, because I grew up, y'all saw Spartacus like months and months and months ago. It was just me and my dad. I didn't have a mom, okay, until I was like 13 when my stepmom entered my life. So it was also the women of my small community, you know. A lot of them, Miss Sheila, Miss Judy, a lot of them. It takes a village, but I didn't belong to any of them. I belonged to Mike Spears, and the know-all, be-all at the end of the day was Mike Spears. And so this, and again, this is why number one, the Department of Education needs to go away. But two, if you live, and y'all know I've had this argument with Graham a million times. I'm for my position where I live, the school system I live in, I'm not for homeschooling. There's no reason to homeschool your kids where I live. There's none. None. Now, that day may come sooner or later, but as of right now, no. No, not at all. But if I live there, oh, you damn right. Like, we homeschooling. We home training our children. Absolutely. And not to mention for what has just happened in the city of Chicago. So, remember, the mayor is Brandon Johnson, okay? 6% approval rating. All right, the one that sanctuary city, we're going to spend millions of dollars making this a sanctuary city, all those good things. Well, come to find out that the Chicago public school system is now bankrupt, and they have a $734 million deficit, okay? And they have to lay off over 1,500 employees? Yeah.
Chicago Public Schools just announced it's laying off more than 1,400 school-based employees. This includes 432 teachers and 677 special ed classroom assistants. CPS says this is part of its annual workforce plan.
Now, here's the kicker of all this. This is the same bunch of jackasses, okay? Maxine Waters, all these epitards, all these like full-blooded, moronic, like have to be reminded to blink and breathe, rooster fish, peckerwood, sons of, oh God, idiots that stormed the beaches of the Department of Education because we have got to take care of those special needs kids. Well, you're firing 677 special education classroom assistants. And any classroom that needs assistance would be a special ed classroom, okay? 677 assistants being fired because you would rather spend your money on illegals and other dumb stuff. So don't tell me you're about the children. All right, this is a Democrat-run city, and there you go. There you go. All right, we're going to skip real quick because I gotta do my cool little thing I created for you guys. So really quick, let's get through this really quick. President Trump has told Texas Republicans that the GOP will now look to add 5 new red seats to the state's congressional map by redistricting before the 2026 midterms. All right, cool. Very cool. They're going to redistrict the state of Texas and add 5 red seats to the map by redistricting Texas. There is one person that hates it in Texas, and guess who it is? So let's listen to what this tard has to say.
Yeah, so first of all, it hasn't quite been said clearly that Texas has always been found to be intentionally discriminatory.
Texas is racist.
I want y'all to understand the makeup of my state. The state is a majority-minority state. And what this legislature historically has done is what they plan to do again, is to dilute the voices of people of color in order to make sure that they can get to where they're trying to go. We saw this Department of Justice decided to put out a letter. And what did they do? We only have 4 seats that are represented by Black folk, where the vast majority of the people that get to decide who they have represent them are Black. They decided to attack 3 of the 4 seats that we have in the state. They decided to go after a Latina. They are specific.
Wait a minute. Latina ain't Black folk. See, All right, and let me just, I have a new disclaimer for every time I show this demon. Let me get rid of this and let me pull up this one right here. So yeah, so here's my disclaimer. You know, sorry, I'm from Mississippi. This is my Mississippi disclaimer for when I talk about this ghetto piece of trash. Listen, lady. You notice how she legit, in the beginning, she's speaking like a private school kid. People of color. And then about midway through the speech, she remembers, oh God, oh, black folk. I can't say that. Even though I have my disclaimer, this will probably make it worse. This will probably make it worse. But President Trump, I mean, he answers the bell. As usual, he's asked about AOC, and he says kind of what we all want to say.
You know, AOC, look, I think she's very nice, but she's very low IQ, and we really don't need low IQ. Between her and Crockett, we're going to give them both an IQ test to see who comes out best. Now, I took my test. I took a real test at Walter Reed Medical Center, and I aced it. I got every one of all those questions right.
And I mean, let's be honest. I mean, he's everything that he just said is accurate. Everything. You can listen to those two women talk for 5 minutes and know they couldn't pass an IQ test if you gave them the damn answers. Okay? I'm sorry. Like, they can't walk and chew gum at the same freaking time. They can't. I mean, they can't. They absolutely can't. All right, so I got to take this off. I want to spend more time on that, but I can't. I've only got 9 minutes, and we got to raid TJ because I want to get into this judges thing really quick. So let me fly through these real quick. But talking about the Epstein's list, all right, Jack Posobiec put out 21% of voters believe the DOJ report. Only 21% of people believe what Trump and Bondi are saying, all right? That I don't even have to say anything. Well, I really don't. Like, I don't have to say nothing. That right there speaks for itself. Kevin Spacey is calling for the Epstein. For God's sakes, Kevin Spacey is calling for the damn list. Okay. But they had an opportunity to do it. And this is really, really weird. So House Republicans have voted unanimously to block the release of the Epstein files, okay? They literally 211 out of 211 voted to block Epstein's list. And let me tell you why this is weird, okay? Because Trent Kelly is one of those that voted. Trent Kelly is a representative here in my state. And let me tell you something. There ain't many politicians I trust as much as I do Trent Kelly. Trent Kelly is a 3-star general in the Mississippi Army National Guard right now. I went to war with the man in 2009, and I don't know. I read that name about 20 minutes before the show started, and I gotta ask some questions. I have to ask some questions, and as soon as I get those answers, hopefully I can tell you those answers, but I'll do my best. But if Trent Kelly voted to block it, that's weird. Very, 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 very weird. Very weird. All right. Going back to this, all right, the reason why we can't, folks, we can't let this go. The reason why we can't is because evil will be ever more present in our world if we don't. If we don't. Okay? Take this for example. All right? Colorado, it's always Colorado, is going to drop charges against Solomon, whatever, a registered sex offender. Dropping charges against a registered sex offender for attempting to kidnap an 11-year-old boy during recess. All right, because he was found incompetent after he went through an evaluation. Now, that sounds bad enough, but look at this dude. This man, who's a registered sex offender, attempted to kidnap an 11-year-old boy from recess, and the charges were dropped. Thankfully, the district attorney is getting recalled after dismissing the charges. But again, I mean, look at this dude. I mean, look at, I mean, I don't judge a book by its cover, but damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. Wow. And Nuke sent me this. A teen with Asperger's is in the courtroom right now confronting her accuser she met in an anorexia chat room who kept her locked in a cage for a year as a judge lets him off with probation. Okay, so this Michael Wazowski, whatever, 33 years old, kept a teen locked up in a dog cage for a year. Got probation. Probation. Oral sex for in exchange for food. Dropped rape and sodomy charges. Probation. Evil's present, folks. And as I said, and I want to wrap it up with this. And this is why I believe the Word of God so much. One of the reasons why I believe the Word of God to be true and inerrant is because for every hero, there's a flaw. One verse in the Bible that gives me the most confidence as a man and as a Christian is when they asked Jesus about John the Baptist. And he responded with, "No man ever born of a woman will be greater than John the Baptist." That was Jesus' opinion of John the Baptist. He literally said, "No man ever born of a woman will be greater than John the Baptist." Now, let's look at John the Baptist for a second. Okay, yeah, he went before Jesus. He baptized. You know, he was the man in the wilderness. But at some point, when John was in prison, he doubted who Jesus was. He doubted. Now, this is after Jesus came up to the water. John baptized him. John heard an audible voice from heaven saying, "This is my son in whom I am pleased." So after this, John's sitting in prison and he sends his disciples to Jesus because John told him, "Hey, look, listen, go ask Jesus if he is the Messiah or if we should be looking for the Messiah somewhere else." Okay. John doubted that Jesus was the Messiah, even after all that. And after that was done, Jesus gave his opinion and said, "No man born of a woman will be greater than John the Baptist." And that gives me courage, knowing that when I doubt, when I sin, when I fall short, when I make all of these mistakes throughout life, that I too can be referred to as just a great man born of a woman. But if we're not careful, all these heroes show all these flaws. David, flaw. Moses, flaw. Abraham, flaw. Paul, flaw. Peter, fault. Matthew, fault. I mean, over and over and over and over. And that should give us courage. But you go through the book of Judges, all right? And there are what? Let's see, 6 major judges and 6 minor judges. And the major judges are, I hate reading these names, Othniel, Ehud, Deborah, Gideon, which is my favorite, Jephthah, and Samson, okay? What is amazing to me is that every single chapter or every single book in the book of Judges, every chapter that starts off with Gideon or Samson, it all starts off the same. It always reads, "The Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and they worshiped other gods," or "Israel did evil in the eyes of the Lord." So what does God do? He gives them to the hands. In Gideon, it was the Midianites. It was the Midianites. And then it was Aram, Moab, Canaan, Ammon, the Philistines. Israel did evil Therefore, God turned such and such into him. And they cried out to God, and God raised up a judge, a hero, a judge, to defend them from whatever group of people that had conquered them. And if we're not careful, because understand something, like whatever you think of Israel now, okay, in the book of Judges, these were God's people. All right. This was way before Jesus and way before we were allowed access to the kingdom through Jesus Christ. This is way before that. This was legit God's chosen folk, God's people. And they turned against God, and God delivered them to another country. And these were his folks. What do you think he's going to do to America if we continue this? All right. Oh, the Epstein list. I'm so over it because Trump does a really good job in other avenues. So let's let the worst criminals of criminality, let's let them go. And that I read the book of Judges and I'm like, it's only a matter of time before he delivers us into the hands of somebody else. And don't you think that would be justified at this point? This is nothing that I prepped or even prepared for, but I have to ask the question. Don't you think that God would be justified at this point? I don't know. I challenge you all to go back and look and read, at least read, you know, chapter 6 and 8, 10, 12, and 13 and 16. Because if we don't do this, and if you take your foot off the gas and you just let this go, then history's going to repeat itself. Somebody will, if they haven't already, will take Epstein's place. And there will be more victims. And I hate to scare you, but what if it's a kid that you know? What if it's somebody that you know? What if it's one of yours? What if it's a family member? And you're the one that said, let it go. Let it go. I mean, it's over with. It's done. Let it go. But you wouldn't be saying that. But anyway, you know, maybe I'm by myself. I don't know. But that's all the time I got, folks. Listen, I love you all. Thank you for hanging out. Tomorrow will be Wifey Wednesday, and Kendra will be away from the pool and over there hanging out with me. I have no idea what we're going to talk about tomorrow. But, you know, I will be sitting next to Grant. It's going to be probably just me and Graham again tomorrow because Tony's still on vacation. But listen, don't forget to check out my sponsors. All right, seriously, go to ketobrains.com. The link is in the description. If you go to Keto Brains, it is a nootropic creamer. You can put in your coffee, your pre-workout. You can put it in your protein shakes, your smoothies, hot water, tea, whatever the case may be. And it helps cure the brain fog, takes care of the brain fog. Yes, thank you for reminding me. I will get to the hot takes here in a second. Thank you for that because I sure forgot about them. If you spend $100 at Keto Brains right now using code HOTSEAT at checkout, not only will it save you money, but you'll also get this cool mug and an electric stirrer. Kendra calls it a frother. I'm sorry, calling it a stirrer. So go get your free gifts right now. Also, the redpillthreads.com/hotseat. That is my merch. Go check it out. We have the One Nation Under God shirt that Sharon, a viewer, designed. So go support her because she's going to get the proceeds of this shirt. 30% of these proceeds for the first 30 days is going to go directly to her. So go help her out and buy that shirt. Audio streams, click them, check them, follow, and whether Spotify, Apple Music, doesn't matter, whatever it is, Amazon Music even, follow the audio stream and give me a rating. But let's get to these hot takes real quick from Johnny Marine. I've thought about what we can do with the monsters who are on the list. Send them to Mars. Use it like a penal colony. I like it. I've always said, let's do it. They made a movie of something like it. Just get an island. Just an uninhabited island, bulldoze it flat, and create a colony out there. Throw them seed, throw them cows, and fend for yourselves. Do your thing. And drop knives and guns every once in a while. Johnny Marine, they blocked it because some other stuff was attached to it, not anything nefarious. Okay, talking about the Epstein. All right, cool. Alicia Victoria, speaking as a brown person myself, you can 100% be racist. And even more against your own kind. Say it with me, folks. Anyone can be a racist. They absolutely can, for sure. Anybody can be a racist piece of trash. Johnny Marine, the Democrats are playing political theater by saying, see what the Republicans blocked, the Epstein stuff. Too much to go into, but look at the attachments. I'll have to read into that, man. I will. Mamoose, is there stuff added into Epstein's list? Then each and every single person pushing it needs to be exposed. Benefiting on the backed of something is so important is disgusting. I agree with that. I'm going to do some research into that, and I'll have your answer tomorrow. But anyway, that's all the time I have, all the questions I have, and you guys know the deal. I love you. I miss you. You know that I mean it, and I will see all of you guys tomorrow morning on Dear America. Take care, guys. I